Good morning. I'm Judith Ray from the Judith Ray Academy here at the Ritz-Carlton in Boston on this gorgeous day with 10 lovely young ladies and gentlemen. We're starting our day with a little bit of flower arranging, and I must say it's going to be an educational day as well as a day of learning the social graces, what I'd like to call social savvy.
Judith, I have got to tell you that I'm looking at the schedule here, and there's table etiquette, afternoon tea, ceremonial tea demonstration, grooming, there's dance instruction, there's table manners, the art of small talk, and perhaps you've noticed that I am approximately 20 years older than most of the other participants in this room. I'm just a little concerned that it's too late for me.
No, I don't think it's too late. I mean, just the thought that you want to learn is fabulous. So I just think that you need to spend some time with us, that's all.
Just let me go around and start telling me about your floral arrangements. Sarah, tell me about your floral arrangements.
Well, I think I'm going to put that in the kitchen and replace the dead flowers that are in it right now.
Terrific.
My mom's flowers that she planted, she picked them and they're dead.
You know what? I think there's something to be said for this replacement. Nice, shiny leaves, bright flowers. Look at the yellow matching the yellow, this flower, and the vibrant colors of the orange and the reds. Excellent. Nice round of applause. Tell us about your arrangement.
Well, everything was falling out, so I had to cut it short. Okay. And then I had to cut all the leaves off because everything was falling out, just to like balance it so it won't fall out. And I don't know where I'm gonna put it. If I give it to my mom, I guess she can decide.
Okay, Judith, I have also done my flower arrangement here, and I was wondering what you thought.
Well, first of all, what room is this going to be in?
What room? The kitchen, I would say.
Well, I like the colors that you chose. The only thing that I'm concerned about is, first, I see that it has a very much of an oriental motif. I like the way that you utilized all of the flower, which of course have the two stems that are broken in half that look like asparagus tips.
Well, the thing is, all the kids took the good ones.
Well, and the thing is that I like that you had that good New England get up and go and utilized what was left.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to have two forks like this. The larger fork is going to be for your entree. The smaller fork is going to be for your dessert. And then, of course, this odd fork is your fish fork, right? And go up to the little table and take a look if you have any questions.
10 years old, and I'm from Newton.
Greg, how did you find out about this day of social savvy?
Well, I have a lot of friends in school who go there.
And do you feel like you're learning anything today?
Yeah, a lot.
Greg, do you think you'll ever just love setting the table?
Not exactly love, but I won't be unhappy having to do it.
Okay, can you give me a hand here with my table?
Sure.
So tell me here, what do I do?
Well, you always have the cup on the right-hand side,
okay.
And most of all, you start from the outside.
Let me move my cup because it was on the left. Okay. Start from what? What is it?
You start from the right-hand side.
Quickly, before Judith comes back.
Okay, and then you go all the way in, uh-huh. And you work in when you're doing.
Work in, okay, so.
All
right, so now this fork is what?
This fork is...
It looks like for cake?
Yeah, it's
okay. Okay, and what's this one here on the very end? It's a tiny little skewer.
That's for all seafoods.
Oh, okay. I have two. I'm here with Jay. Jay, how old are you?
9.
So I'm here with Jay, and are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, now what's for lunch?
I think shrimp and then jumbo shrimp. I can't remember the two other... courses we're gonna have after this, but right now I'm eating shrimp.
There's two other courses, huh?
I think so.
Do you usually have like at least three courses when you have lunch?
No.
What do you usually have for lunch?
Just whatever they serve for lunch at my school.
You know what I usually have for lunch?
What?
Nothing.
You don't eat anything for lunch?
Well, sometimes a few crackers. But... Thank you. Judith, what happens when you sneeze at the proper lunch table? What should I have done?
Well, the thing is that when you do sneeze, you want to make sure that you turn your head. You don't sneeze into your napkin. And you want to make sure that you don't sneeze forward where the food is.
So it's the middle of the day, and we're just finished dessert, and the kids are getting a little bit rowdy at this point. I think they've had a little bit of sugar. Now, Park.
Yeah?
You seem to be playing with your food. I don't know if that's proper etiquette.
Where'd you get that idea?
Because your pastry shell looks like it has a little...
Party hat.
It's a party hat on it. And... You guys are doing small talk now? Okay, so don't let me interrupt. You guys go ahead and show me, give me an example of some small talk.
How are you doing today?
Fine, how about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What's your favorite activity to do after school?
I like to have play dates or go horseback riding.
Oh, I like to go, in the summer times I horseback ride. But my favorite thing to do is probably play basketball.
In school I play basketball and I really like it. It's my favorite sport. Well, one of mine.
Okay, that's, you guys are good at small talk. Would you mind teaching me a little small talk, like maybe engaging me in some small talk?
Sure.
Because I'm not all that good at it. You know, sometimes I go to a cocktail party and I just never know what to say to anyone.
Okay, well, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little full from that four-course meal. I'm feeling a bit tired. I get sort of tired after lunch, and what's happening is I tend to just ramble on and on. I don't know when to stop. Yeah. So you should just probably...
All you should say is, I'm feeling a bit full, and then you pass it to the other person, and they'll say either, I'm too, or I'm not feeling that full. Something.
All right, so I shouldn't just... I shouldn't just keep going. Okay.
Next time it's your turn, then you can say what else you want to say.
I've got to go, actually. How do you think I did? I feel very self-conscious about my performance here today. I feel like, honestly, like a bunch of 8-year-olds far surpassed me in the etiquette department.
I don't think that they surpassed you at all. I just think that you're just a little bit older than they are, and perhaps you would have fit better with my adult class. That's all.
You have any last words of advice for me, etiquette-wise, whether it's about flower arranging or small talk or table manners? Elbows, and you know, you nailed me on the elbows on the table a few times.
Well, I did eyeball the elbows just a few times, which I did see them creep up once or twice, but you know, that was something probably just, you know, out of regular habit that you couldn't help yourself with. But and I thought you were very, as I said, creative with your flower arranging, because they left you absolutely nothing. And you were the perfect guest. You did try all the desserts, so that was very pleasing. And perhaps the only thing that I might add is the small talk. I think that you need to chit-chat a little bit more.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. But, well, it was a pleasure to meet you.
It's been great having you with us. Thank you so much.
Dan Zevin met with Judith Ray of the Judith Ray Academy and her students at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Boston. The new Ritz...